Hey there, beautiful people. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of dopamine damage control. And let's be real, life can feel like one giant pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better, basically, never stop running. But what happens when we run ourselves ragged? When the pressure becomes too much and our inner critic starts sounding like a broken record on repeat. That's where self-compassion comes in, my friends. It's not about being a pushover or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as your own personal cheerleader, always there to pick you up when you stumble, remind you of your strengths, and celebrate your wins, big or small. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace self-compassion as a powerful tool for healing and growth. First off, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. We're human. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up over every slip-up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, those so-called failures often lead to our greatest breakthroughs. Ever noticed how some of the most successful people have stories of epic flops along the way? They embraced those moments, dusted themselves off, and kept going. Second, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in this moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them without judgment and let them pass like clouds drifting across the sky. You're not trying to erase your thoughts, just create some space between you and them. Third, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can work wonders for our well-being. Every day, take a moment to appreciate the good things, big or small, in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend. These little moments add up and create a foundation of positivity. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to someone you love. Talk to yourself with kindness, celebrate your achievements, and forgive your mistakes. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But by embracing self-compassion as a guiding principle, you'll navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and grace. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Okay, so imagine this. You wake up feeling completely drained after a stressful week. Your mind is racing, your body aches, and you just want to crawl back into bed. But then, instead of berating yourself for not being productive enough or dwelling on all the things you haven't accomplished, you take a deep breath, put on some soothing music, and make yourself a cup of herbal tea. You acknowledge that you're feeling overwhelmed, but remind yourself that it's okay to take a break, to prioritize your well-being. You spend the rest of the day engaging in activities that bring you joy, reading, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones. By treating yourself with kindness and compassion, you allow yourself to recharge and come back stronger. See? It's not about being perfect or always putting on a brave face. It's about recognizing our humanness, embracing our vulnerabilities, and extending ourselves the same grace we would offer others. Remember, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to show up as our best selves, navigate life's challenges with resilience, and cultivate a deeper sense of peace and well-being. Ready to embrace your inner badass and spread some kindness? Share this episode with someone who could use a little self-love today. And let me know in the comments what you find most helpful about practicing self-compassion. I'm always here for you, ready to chat. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.